I made a valentine for you. The heart shape says I love you. H-E-A-R-T, 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 the heart shape.
Starting right now. We're starting the show.
Are we on?
Yes. Hey, welcome to very special Valentine's Day edition of the Let's Get Dangerous.
I can't kiss you, baby.
Yeah, podcast. But
This is going to be a very sexual podcast, just like the rest.
Except that it's angry, spiteful sex. Because
is it?
How many debate topics did we get today for our Valentine's Day special?
Like three or four.
It's not enough.
Kind of.
Well, yeah. I mean, we would only use three or four, but
yeah,
I expected
more. Lazy fucks, dude.
I'm a hot little tamale right now.
Oh. Did you just pop a Starbucks, you piece of shit? You
that's have a how Starbucks mad I am. I need the endorphins.
In my apartment.
I know Purple Bean is right across the street, but I was pissed, and I'm taking it out on my body the best way I know how.
You disgust me, dude.
Frankly, I disgust myself.
Do you like those, actually?
Yeah, all right. You want to try it?
You fucking bitch.
You want to taste it?
I'll taste it.
Alright. Mmm. It's just sugar water.
It tastes like Republican jizz. I don't know how I would know that to begin with, but you know, whatever.
Oh. Hey, special Valentine's Day update.
Anal?
Dan Hopfer, you're live on the show. What's up?
Is that my boy D-Hop, dude?
Oh, well. You guys are doing a show right now?
Yeah, happy Valentine's Day. Tell us
happy
your
Valentine's Day.
Sexiest story.
Happy Valentine's Day.
Are you going to get that pecker wet, dude, or what?
I was thinking about debate topics. I'm just at Fred Meyer, dude.
All right.
I know we don't have those in Nevada.
What are they?
But we call them Freddy's up here.
A shout out to him?
What's that?
You want to give him a shout out?
Yeah, shout out to Fred Meyer, dude.
Shout out to who?
Fred Myers.
Who the fuck is Fred Myers?
Yep. Fred Meyer. I know. If you live in like Idaho, Washington, or like Oregon, you know what they are.
Those inbred states? But, yeah, what about them?
Is that like a Tim Hortons?
I'll put it this way. It's basically the Maverick, like, you know, like Maverick to Nevada. That's what, like, Fred Meyer is up here.
Oh, that's fucking weird.
That's not as good as Maverick.
It doesn't sound cool, like Maverick.
Yeah, Maverick is an adventure's first stop, Dan.
I know it is. I know. Shout out to Maverick.
Shout out to the Maverick. I love the Maverick.
Yeah.
I don't think I've met a person who's like, I hate Maverick.
Yeah, dude. If you hate Maverick, suck these balls, dude.
Yeah.
Maverick's legit.
We're tagging them in this one. I got to make a note, so... Tag Maverick in this one.
Yeah, make sure you tag Maverick.
And Fred Myers.
Okay, so topics for Valentine's Day?
Yeah.
Oh, shit, Dan, take us to the danger zone.
Are we going to the danger zone right now?
Yeah.
Well,
Fuck it. I'm ready.
All right.
Say cue the music, Dan.
Cue the music.
Well, the only thing I always remember is like the Valentine's Day Massacre, but like today is...
Don't say that.
Break up with your spouses.
I should just break up with my girlfriend just for, like, the day.
And after the break, I was going to have a Valentine's Day massacre for the lack of content that our friends suggested. So be ready for that.
I'm just kidding, Jenna. I'm not going to leave you.
Yeah, Jenny.
Oh, that's dog food. I don't need dog food.
Have you ever had dog food?
If I break up my girlfriend, I might need some. Hey.
I don't. Are we debating right now?
What's your topic, dude?
Who invented it? Valentine's Day, and why is like Cupid?
There's probably like, some fucking like, chick,
like,
dude.
God, like the sponsor of Valentine's Day, and not like Easter.
Dude, it was probably some chick, dude, so we can, like, keep wasting or spending money on them, dude. I don't... Fuck
Hallmark
Valentine's Day,
to sell
Day,
cards
dude.
And candy.
Yeah, that's true.
Like, you might have to grab a couple yogurts really fast. Thank you.
Well, I'm going to sling that yogurt, all right.
Well, you know, I only get Tillamook. Shout out to Tillamook Cheese Factory and yogurt.
What, dude? It's all about that Greek yogurt. All
right. I think we have our debate topic, Dan. Thank you so much.
Well, you know, as long as I can be of help, of course, I'm just dropping yogurts everywhere.
Oh, I'm slinging yogurt.
Yeah, I'll be dropping some yogurt later.
I'll be slinging some yogurt on Valentine's Day, I tell you what.
Yeah, Dan, happy Valentine's Day.
Kisses.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Yes, yes.
Yeah.
I'm hanging up. Yeah. Goodbye. I love
Valentine's
you.
Valentine's Day needs one of those. But, well, happy Valentine's Day. Mike, what did you get Jackie for Valentine's Day? Some grass and dirt?
All right, Dan, I love you. I'm hanging up. Goodbye.
Fucking D-Hop with the burn at the end, dude.
Oh, that son of a bitch got me.
Got you. Oh, I love that. Jackie's guy. A vegan.
No, I mean, this is coming out on Valentine's Day, so I guess I can say it.
Yeah.
Got her a little stuffed Cthulhu.
Dick in a box?
Dick in a box as well.
With wheatgrass sprinkled on it?
There's just a mushroom for sure. Sorry, I'm just kidding. But no, I got some. It's like a weighted down balloon thing. You know, just like some generic balloons. Let
With
me finish.
Cocaine in it?
No cocaine in it.
Did you keister this balloon?
The regular Valentine's Day balloon, like heart shaped or red or something. Jesus, but they're tied down with a stuffed
bastard.
Animal. And then just a flower. It's a simple one.
Fuck that, dude.
I'm broke as hell, man.
Should have just made something.
I'm going to make...
Should have gave her that fucking organic yogurt, if you know what I'm saying. That vegan yogurt, you know, from your dick. Yep.
I thought it was thoughtful. We like octopuses and Lovecraftian horror, so, you know, it meant something.
Give her that one fucking tentacle octopus, if you know what I'm saying. Your wiener.
Yes, you're right. I'm so, but you know what? Dan's right, though. Tillamook, full fat, non-Greek yogurt's the shit.
You're an idiot.
You're an idiot. Do you want that full fat, or do you want to just deprive your body and eat? Have you ever had a gyro from Greek food? You're driving home wearing a maxi pad after that, because your ass is going to be leaking. It's greasy Greek food,
man.
Are
you serious? Actually, I'm not that well-versed in Greek food. I don't know.
I am.
But, yeah, and I think Jan and I decided not to do anything. Just because.
Oh, so I'm the cheap bastard.
No, fuck you. Yeah. I just don't want to spend the money, dude. Fuck that. Fuck Valentine's Day. Do you have any fucking, like, experiences on Valentine's Day? Like, anything that you remember as a kid or anything like that when you were younger?
I remember one year two girls gave me a Valentine, like, a special Chlamydia? One. No, but we have to touch on that later for a friend. Let's just say the website, and he'll know it is for BossPicks.com.
BossPicks.com, follow him.
Yeah. So, yeah, we'll touch on that.
But, do you have anything that you remember, like, it happened on Valentine's Day specifically?
Just one time two girls gave me, like, special Valentines.
Yeah.
And they were pissed off at each other because they were, like, talked about it. They're like, I was going to give Michael one. And this was, like, fifth grade.
Nice.
And they were mad at each other, and I was just like...
Did you tongue them?
No, I didn't like either of them, to be honest.
Were they even cute?
No.
Who were they? I bet I know them.
I don't remember one name. I only remember one of the other names.
What is it?
Kayla Gray.
Kayla Gray. Or the swimmer?
No. That's Mackenzie and Madison Gray.
Oh, fuck, I don't know.
Yeah.
Whatever. Sounds like a slut. I'm just kidding. They sound like really nice girls.
I don't know what happened to these people, so anything is possible.
Yeah, that's cool.
What about you?
Dude, one time, dude, in high school, I think I was like it was either a freshman or a sophomore in high school. And it's kind of my fault because she had like a crush on me. And I kind of like fucking, kind of just shut her down. And then I was a cocksucker and I had no girlfriend. I was like, fuck, dude. I need to get some chicks. So, like, my stupid ass, I went to lunch and went and bought her, like, these fucking flowers from Albertsons, dude. And, nice. So I went, I found her, and I gave them to her, and she fucking, I asked her out, and she denied me. That fucking bitch broke my heart. So then I was like, fuck you, bitch, give me back my flowers, And then I fucking saw this cutie, dude, just walking past her, and I handed him to her. He's like, here you go, baby girl.
Is that what you didn't say?
I didn't say baby girl, but I did give him, to that cute chick.
And then you ran off crying before she could see the tears?
Yeah. I was like, I'm out of here!
I have allergies!
Yeah. Fucking bitch, dude.
What was her name?
Denise.
Hey, Denise. Fuck you.
Broke my heart, you fucking bitch. I'm just kidding. I don't like to talk about women like that.
You know what? If she's married now with the kids, I'll beat up your husband. That bitch has like six kids. I'm fucking shredded.
I'm pretty sure that her husband, I've seen her on Instagram, is like 6'5", and he's fucking yoked. So, good luck.
Yeah,
he's black, too.
Well, then, oh, God. I would really talk myself.
Dude, is that Marvin? Dude. I hope the mic picked up that fucking that cat noise. Marvin's cold as fuck out there, dude.
Was Marvin like laying someone down just now?
Marvin was probably getting some pussy. You know what I mean?
A shriek of pain if I'd ever heard one before.
Dude, I've been hearing them a lot lately, out here because it's cold as fuck, right? So maybe they're fucking freezing. But I doubt it, dude. Marvin's got like hella pussy just out in the streets, dude. He's probably out snuggled up to some chicks right now.
Yeah, he is underneath a pile of warm kitty pussy. Cats. And then the one kitty cat that's on top is just warm on one side and cold on the other.
At least I wonder if they like just like 69 each other to keep themselves warm. Mm. You know what I mean?
That's what I want. And then
Marvin is the fucking top of the 69.
That's like a 609 at that point.
Yeah. It's because Marvin's legit.
Yeah.
Marvin, my street cat, dude.
Oh, God. Okay, we got to do these other debate topics real quick. My phone is absolutely blowing up right now.
Nobody likes you.
Dan's calling me back right now.
Is he calling you back?
Should I answer it?
Answer the fucker.
All right, let him answer me. Dan, we're still recording, dog. What's up?
I think he butt-dialed you.
That's what it sounds like, huh?
Yeah, he butt dialed you.
Yeah.
I was hoping to pick up some juicy conversation.
Oh, and I'm getting nudes sent to me right now? Oh my god. Hang on, I think there might actually be a nude. Okay, no, it's not. Oh my god, what the hell is going on? Okay, yeah, my phone's blowing up. I'm very sorry. I should just turn it off for a minute.
You didn't even get nudes.
No, it was a picture of a computer screen.
Who cares?
Yeah.
Fucking computer screens. Unless it's that fucking, that nude where she's like spread eagle, dude, and she's like.
Oh, maybe
using
it's in the reflection of the.
Yeah, you're fucked.
Oh, I didn't look close enough.
Nope. So you gotta pick these things up.
My phone is still ringing.
Is it? Is it?
I'm just gonna ignore it. We got debate topics. We've been in the danger zone for like 10 minutes. We barely debated at all. It's Valentine's Day.
Oh, God. So, first debate topic is I got from my friend Yasmin, my buddy's wife.
Shout out to Yaz.
Texting your significant other while at work. I don't know. It depends.
Yeah, it depends on the job. Like, depends on the job. I text Jackie all day.
That's because you don't do fuck all.
Yeah, I'm just driving. Yeah, I'm texting and driving out there, so watch out for
me. Watch out. I was going to say your work name, but I don't want to get you fired.
Thank you.
But I don't know. Like, right. I'll text because I actually have to work.
Mm-hmm.
So I'll text sparingly.
Oh, if I'm doing like truckload, if I'm driving and I can get a text in, yeah, I'll text. I don't give a shit. But if I'm like
even then, because I know she's busy, she might be saving a life or two.
Hmm.
I don't know. I don't want to blow her phone up. But it all depends on the job. And also, like, what if they're nudes?
Right.
You know what I mean? That's also important to know.
Right. Right.
If you're sending nudes, you know, fuck it. Blow them up.
Yeah.
You know?
Or, you know, if you're just saying, hey, I'm going to fucking turn you over and 69 the shit out of you later. Like,
and then,
it's
like,
hot and heavy.
And then you send that dick pic, but, like, from the back to where, like.
Like, the shadow is just being shown between your legs.
Yeah, and it's, like, from the back of my butt. And it's, like, my nuts just hanging out.
I bet you have a hairy ass, so it's not great. So do you just keep the flash off at that point? Yeah. All right, smart.
I do a lot of work with the lighting, you know?
So I think we're both pro texting at work.
Yeah, I text it. I mean, like, if you're a fucking doctor in the middle of surgery, like, obviously, like...
Your phone's probably in the other room.
I don't know.
You're not wearing your surgery.
I once got offered a fucking job to be a doctor once, and I was like, fuck that, dude. It's too much stress.
Sure.
Yeah.
I believe you.
Yeah. It's all about who you know, dude.
That's true.
Yeah.
Next topic comes from my Valentine, Jackie. Low. I said her last name. Sorry. You're outed.
What is it?
She wants to know who should propose anal first, the man or the woman. Message received, darling.
Make sure to spit on it. I've never initiated the anal. You know what I mean? Like, I've been asked during coitus.
Mm.
They were like,
pick a side, the man or the woman.
I'm going to say the woman.
Okay. She.
I don't want to get Me Too'd, if I'm being honest.
Right, right.
You know?
Well, then I'm going to say the man. You got to let her know you're curious.
So you're just going to fucking drop that D in there, dude?
No, that's sexual assault. That sounds like somebody get hurt. I'm going to say, hey, what do you think about me knocking on the back door?
No, you know what? You don't even say it. What you do is you spit on it, and then you like just move it around in there. And then if she flinches.
See what happens.
Yeah, because I've done that
before. Oh, it's like a first kiss. You lean in 90% of the way. Exactly. She comes in the other 10.
If your wiener goes 90 and she backs up that 10, dude, you're in, bro.
That's it.
You're in like Flynn, dog.
Hell yeah.
But.
Oh, God. That one got me.
I don't know. Like, I'm old fashioned, you know. And for the most part, I only do two holes.
Right, because, you know, the
mouth,
thing...
Mouth, vag, and no specific order.
Yeah, the vag is right there. Yeah. I don't... Yeah.
I mean, so...
I'm not trying to do a power play and hurt somebody by sticking something in their ass.
It's up to their discretion, too.
Yeah,
you know
that's
what I mean?
Personal.
And I feel like it's something that should be spoken beforehand.
Right.
Like, hey, all holes, fair game. No hole left behind. NH... LB. Okay?
That's a t-shirt right there.
It's a t-shirt. NHLB. No hole left behind.
Nice.
Which, you know, like I said, should be...
And then on the back, it'll say, let's get dangerous.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Dude, that's the fucking shirt, bro.
High five me.
High five. Fuck yeah.
You're my Valentine.
You're my Valentine. No hole left behind.
Hell yeah.
But, yeah. During coitus, I've been asked to, like, to, you know, she was like, put it in my butt. And I was like, what?
Put it in my butt.
So I did, you know.
What was his name?
Oh, you're such a bitch. I'll say her name.
No, you don't have to say
her name. No, I'll say her name because I'm pretty sure she doesn't listen. Her name was, what the fuck was it? Lily. I can't remember her fucking last name, but very promiscuous woman.
Your neighbors need to quit effing around.
Fuck them, dude. I think they've gotten quieter, though. I think they listen to the podcast.
Oh, shout out to your neighbors.
Shout out to my neighbors.
Okay, next debate topic.
So did we decide? What did you decide? You decided?
You said the woman should say it. I'm saying that the man. Yeah, you should take charge.
Yeah, and just fucking drop the hammer into that butt.
You should get a running start.
Oh, my God. Can you imagine? Do you ever fucking do that? Like...
When
hold on. Let me finish.
All right, sorry.
But imagine if you miss, though.
Yeah, you're going to break your dick on
exactly.
the wall.
Exactly. Have you ever, like, rammed it against the fucking, like, that taint?
Just against cervixes.
Yeah, right. No. I'm over here knocking out IUDs, bro.
I saw one fall out before.
What?
Yeah, because I knocked it loose.
Shut the fuck up. No joke, though. My buddy, I was there when he found out. I was working in Round Mountain, and
been around the mountain.
No, kind of
nice.
Yeah, he says it to me all the time. But no, we were sitting. It was night shift, dude. We were fucking around. He gets a call. Fucking wife finds out she's pregnant. Right?
Okay.
She has an IUD, and he's like, "Fuck, dude." I knocked it loose. I'm like, nah, dude, I don't think your dick's that big. Well, turns out, like, it was put in wrong.
Mm.
So, I think it's their baby boy, was born.
Shout out to that kid.
Yeah, Bear Man, dude. That's Bear Man.
That's Bear Man?
Yeah. It was his birthday over the weekend. Happy birthday, Bear Man. I love you. Huge fucking kid.
You can listen to this when you're older.
He probably won't know what's going on.
Fair enough.
Great kid, though. So, all right. Next.
Yeah. Next.
Debate topic.
On this Valentine's Day special.
Oh, we did this one already.
Yeah.
Would you rather get pegged by your girlfriend or buy her an engagement ring? I'm going to buy her an engagement ring.
I'm going to buy her an engagement ring.
That was fast.
Yeah, I don't want to get pegged. I'm not comfortable enough with myself. What if I get torn?
Can I be honest with you?
Yeah.
I feel like it's only a matter of time.
Before I get pegged.
Before Jackie proposes to peg you. If I'm being completely honest with you.
Jackie, and you're going to listen to this one, so you better put a ring on it first.
She better put the ring on your finger.
Before you stick something in my butt, yeah.
But I'm going to say the engagement ring because it never specifies if I have to give it to her.
Just buy the ring?
I'm just going to buy the ring.
Just be ready?
Yeah.
Just have it just so you don't have to get pegged.
Can you imagine, though? Some dudes are into that. Dude, one time I was on fucking back when Craigslist had those like women seeking women and shit like that. Like I used to read those because there'd be some fucking crazy shit on there. And one time, so I'm looking at this picture, dude, right?
Yeah.
And this is based out of Carson, you know, some chicken Carson. She had her fucking tits out and shit. She looked fucking hot. Like she had a nice bod. But I couldn't tell in the picture. Like it was a weird angle. Like it was her picture, like her tits, like from a view from the top.
Nice.
And I saw some legs. I'm like, I don't know. Like it was a fucking illusion of what was going on. And then I fucking look closer, and it's this dude just getting pegged by this chick, dude.
Hmm.
And like his wiener was sticking up. I was like, oh fuck.
At least he was into it.
Yeah. Fuck it.
All right, Marv.
Fucking Marvin. Shut the fuck up, Marvin. He's meowing out there, yeah, dude. Yeah,
he's cold. It's snowy. But he's let him in. Cat, oh, for the record, I said let him in.
Fuck that. Dude. He's a street cat, dude. He belongs out in the streets. I don't believe in confining creatures into homes, bro. He's a street cat. He comes and goes as he pleases.
It's cold and snowy outside. It's not a matter
of owning. He's a survivor.
I mean, it'd be easier for him to survive with a little bit of warmth.
He'll figure it out.
Maybe some saucer of milk, which I found out is not good for cats, even though every cartoon was like, you can give cats
milk. What happens?
They're all lactose intolerant at a certain
point.
At a certain point, yeah, they all become lactose intolerant.
I think so do people, though.
I'm drinking a Frappuccino right now.
Yeah, but are you going to fart later? Probably.
I'll let you know. I'll get back to
you. Speaking of which, have you farted in front of Jackie yet?
Yeah, I have. Yeah.
Nice. Good job. Good job.
Yeah. It was a big deal.
Was it?
Yeah, we got a cake.
What kind of flavor?
Shit. Sorry, bad joke there.
Oh my god.
Yeah, we got a
Did she eat it afterwards?
Well, it wasn't vegan, so I ate the whole thing alone, like a little fat kid.
That's kind of vegan.
No, it was made with milk and butter and eggs and stuff.
Oh gosh. So all you could have done is just thrown some wheatgrass on that motherfucker. Good to go. Nom 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 nom.
She looked at the cake.
She's like,
She's like, nice cake. And I was like, yeah, it's for us. And she's like, okay, now you can enjoy eating it.
And then you slammed it on your butt and she ate it. Just kidding.
God, I wish. Valentine's Day.
Would you ever do that?
Put cake on my butt?
Have you eaten butt before?
Have I ever eaten butt?
Yeah.
Maybe by mistake when I was drunk.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah.
It was an accident. I went too far down, you know what I'm saying?
Or sometimes I'll throw them too far up.
Okay. I get you.
I'll get those legs wrapped around my head.
Have you ever like done it from the back and stuff?
No.
Yeah, me either.
Huh. You want to...
Like cheese doggy and you just fucking...
Get down there?
Yeah.
Huh, no, I've never actually... No.
Give it a shot.
I don't think that I can do my best work from that angle. There'd be an ass in my face. Yeah.
Yeah, well. You've never been to a strip club before?
I mean, of
bro?
Course I have, but I'm not eating out strippers while their asses are in my face.
Yeah, me either. Yeah.
One time I put a Margaritino cherry in my mouth, and then a stripper put her ass in my face, and it got tied in a knot. The stem.
From her butt, dude?
That's what I was implying. That was a complete...
That's cool.
That never happened.
I had this chick, she tied a Maritino cherry with her tongue.
Well, I can do that.
Can you really?
If it's a big enough
you
stem.
You want to suck this wing? Just kidding.
I've been after that little pecker for 13 years.
But I remember one time, dude, I was at a strip club, dude. It was like probably one of the first times I ever went. I was like, I think I was like 21. Mm. And,
late bloomer.
She, yeah. I was over it real quick.
Yeah, I was too.
Much. But, dude, this chick had me lay down, right? And she clapped that thunderous butt so hard on my face, dude. My nose started bleeding.
That's a pretty cool story.
Dude, I'm serious. And then I was like, and then I sat down because I didn't know what was going on. My buddy Dave, shout out to Dave. He's like, dude, your nose is bleeding. And I was like, what? And I fucking like touched my nose and like there's blood coming out of it. And I was like,
you got thunderclap.
Oh yeah, it was a thunderclap and a half, dude. So like, then I'm like thinking to myself, I'm like, I hope it was from my nose. And, you know, not from, you know.
Sure.
Her vagina.
Sure. Not to one up your stripper story, but I have a better one.
Okay.
I was taken back into the private room of Little Darlings in Las Vegas.
Oh, nice. That's the full nude, isn't it?
Oh, yeah.
Nice.
And I robbed the stripper.
Dirtbag, dude.
It was easy. While she was distracted by the... by the outer, you know, the over-the-pants joys that is my erect penis, I put my hand on the table, just threw my hands out like I was relaxing, like, and I felt a wad of cash, and I palmed it, paid for the rest of the night. She's like, where's my... maybe I give it to the bouncer. I was like, I think I saw that. I was like,
and then you were out of there, dude.
One more dance, and then I was...
no, I would have bounced. Yeah. That's dangerous, dude.
Danger's my middle name.
Last time we were at my buddy's bachelor party, dude, I got a lap dance. Because I saw these girls walked up. I didn't see them. I was turned around, right? They sat down. And it was, obviously it was dim-litted, right? Mm-hmm. So these chicks, totally cool, dude. They were from SAC. And they were just sitting there talking shit with us, dude. And, you know, they were there for like 30 fucking minutes, dude, just talking. And then I got to the point where I kind of felt bad, you know? Because, and so she then asked me for a dance, and I was like, fuck it. So... She gave me a dance. That's when she went to stand up. I didn't realize this bitch was like 6 months pregnant, dude.
Oh god!
I was like, "Fuck!" Huge belly, bro. I was like, "How did I not fucking see this?" Pretty solid lap dance though. So that was cool.
Nice. 10 out of 10.
Yeah.
Nice. I think that God, I don't want to start.
Got a late one from Bobzilla.
Fuck yeah, perfect. Because I don't want to start our next thing until after the break.
Is it appropriate to buy your mom chocolate covered strawberries for Valentine's Day?
I'll let you.
Shout out to my boy, dude, Bobzilla, dude. I love that guy. Always coming through in a pinch. Fuck. I don't know.
Pick a side, and I will pick the opposite side.
I'm going to say no.
Then I'm going to say yes.
I know.
It's good to give your mother some nutrition and some sweet chocolate. How is she going to know you love her unless you give her some?
You know, you can just,
a perfect gift.
You can just tell her.
It's a perfect gift to give a mother.
You think so?
Absolutely.
What's the nicest Valentine's Day you ever gifted your mother? Chocolate covered strawberries?
You look like you've given your mom chocolate strawberries.
Oh.
I just stumbled over those.
Yeah, you
words
ruined it. You
really
fucking
hard.
You fucked it up. You can't use it now.
Nope. I'm gonna use it on stage though if I ever get a chance. That's a solid burn right there.
Yeah, I don't know. I think I'll give my mom flowers.
Yeah, I think flowers is probably it. Yeah. No, I went out and bought my mom jewelry. No, yeah, you give your mom flowers.
Give your mom flowers.
You can get her a heart-shaped box of chocolates, I would think.
Yeah, that's okay.
But those fruits are suggestive.
Yeah, but what if the fruits are in the box?
You should have checked. You should have looked.
You know what? I don't think there's anything wrong with that if it's in the fucking heart-shaped box that you bought.
And it's just part of the
ensemble? And it's just part of the ensemble. That's okay. But if it's just like all chocolate covered strawberries, bro,
then you might want to fuck your mom. You're right.
Yeah.
So if you're giving your mom chocolate strawberries,
you need to go fucking
go to therapy.
Go to therapy. Go to a fucking psychiatrist.
God.
Is it time for an ad break?
I think so. Yeah. What do we got? Like 30
One, two,
seconds.
Three. Ad break.
Hang on. I'm gonna hit stop now.
But I clapped already.
Happy Valentine's Day, anchor. You son of a. Dirty
oh, are we on? Oh,
oh yeah. I'm never going to tell you again. I'm just going to stop.
Damn it.
But Dan said it earlier. I had this idea for a special one-time-only segment.
Okay.
Because I was angry about the lack of messages we got. It was short notice, but I'm still angry about it. So I'm calling it the Valentine's Day Massacre, where we're going to look at our followers on Instagram, and we're going to pick out one of their Instagram pictures and roast the shit out of them.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. What are we calling it?
The Valentine's Day Massacre.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. You said that, yeah.
Yeah. God dang.
All right.
Okay, I'm opening it up right
Open
now.
Open it
so
up.
Stall for a minute.
Ave Maria.
I was just going to let you keep going there.
Fuck you. Hurry up.
All right.
I don't know the whole song. I just know that part. I don't know Italian.
Okay, out of our followers... we only have 110, so could you guys please share us?
That's not bad.
Get us out of here. All right. I'm going at random.
Okay.
Ooh. Hello, Eric Fernandez. How are you?
Oh, my boy Couric, dude.
We actually weren't following him back.
His
profile's private.
He's been saved.
So, no. Nothing's safe. Because I'm going off his profile picture.
What is it? He looks like...
You look like you bred that dog just to fight it against another dog.
I think you did, though, because I know that dog.
Aw.
So, fucking...
Damn my perception.
Sucks to suck. But he looks like that kid who, like, didn't have a lot of friends in school.
Mm-hmm.
And his best friend was that dog.
Not bad. All right, next one. Okay. It's probably Batman.
He's got like one post.
Yeah, and it's just a comical picture.
I'm not going to bag on Batman.
All right. You look, judging by just your one post, you look like the kind of fat guy that loves Batman.
Yeah?
Yeah, like he's obsessed with comics, but like from like the guy from The Simpsons.
He looks like a fucking...
Your profile alone makes me think you live with your mom.
In this basement.
Yeah.
Okay, nice. Next one.
Come on, we need a good one.
Hip shot.
Okay. Oh, Eric Vance, perfect.
Eric Vance.
All right, I'm going to pick out one of his pictures at random now. Okay, cool, all right. This is a good one.
He fucking looks like the opposite of Raiders fan. Pasty white, ginger. He looks like... He does the Raiders fucking finances, dude. That's what he looks like. He looks like the Raiders accountant.
He looks like he runs the Raiders fan site so he can hang out with black people.
He looks like Mark Davis's like illegitimate son. Like the one that he keeps in the basement.
I like that one.
Thank you.
All right. Who's next? Let's see. Ben Burhans. That's a good one.
My boy Benny B, dude. Benny Blanco from the Bronx.
All right. Random picture from Winnemucca. Oh, that's not bad. Okay.
He's wearing a penguin suit. At least I think it is. He looks like he makes love to the guy he's holding. that penguin suit.
Yeah, it looks like that guy has his lip pierced. So, yeah, that is a dead giveaway for dick sucking right there.
They look like they stand up 69 each other in penguin costumes.
Yeah. Ben, you look as though you teach a church youth group.
He looks like he installed a zipper where his wiener is supposed to be, and it cost him specifically to stand up 69 that
he
guy.
He looks like a racially ambiguous Jonah Hill.
All right, next.
Okay, next. Here we go. No, not you, Anchor. Anchor
looks like they only let you use one fucking sponsorship. Fuck you, Anchor.
All right. Okay. Oh, how about my little sister, Kristen?
Kristen?
Yeah, yeah. Okay, let's find a random picture. Okay. Dang it. She looks pretty in all of her pictures. Okay.
Kristen looks like she spun the globe on a state and landed on Kansas, and she was like, fuck it, I'm moving to Kansas.
Good enough. Yeah, Kristen, you look like you have... I can tell it's just a pose because I know her personally. Kristen, and you're my little sister, please forgive me. You look like you sniffed just a mile-long line of Adderall.
Kristen looks like she invited all her friends to move to Kansas, and they were all like, yeah. And then they were like, fuck this, they're and like, bounced.
Kristen, you look like a dog mom.
She has like 3 dogs, right?
Just the 2. Also, good photography. They're very
fucking beautiful dogs.
Yeah.
Kristen looks like she has 2 beautiful dogs.
Not okay, that one. All right, that was too hard actually to pick my sister because I only mostly had nice things to say. All right, but
Kristen looks like she has a brother who runs a podcast.
Ew,
gross.
Let's try. Ooh, what about tuna?
Fuck yeah.
Okay, this is a video, but he's got a goofy face on, so.
Tuna looks like he fucking sells beaded bracelets on the side of the fucking beach, dude.
He looks like the hippie version of Smeagol from Lord of the Rings.
That motherfucker looks like he hasn't showered in 3 weeks, and when he does, he showers in the fucking at the YMCA.
He looks like he just showers in the word of the Lord. All right.
Oh, fuck.
And that's what you guys get for not sending us anything to talk about.
All right.
Should we do the special, the help segment for our friend?
For Casey, dude, my boy?
For BossPicks.com.
BossPicks.com, follow him.
Now I'm going to have to do my censorship of names.
Fuck that.
Did you like the quack when I censored out the name?
Uh-uh.
Yeah, well, it was kind of cute. It was a quack.
Was it?
Yeah, it was very small. Anyway.
All right, what's his,
okay.
Casey's in a bit of a, what is it, a quandary?
He's got some personal issues going on right now.
Okay.
So, BossPicks.com writes, so if you just met the girl of your dreams, and 1 month into seeing each other, you realize one of you gave the other chlamydia, things have been going so well, how do you proceed?
1 month, so... if they've only been having sex with each other, has the other been... Obviously, the other's been, like, one of them's been cheated on.
I think he's implying that he's the dirty one.
So he fucked around with...
Every time.
He fucked around on his old lady. Okay. And he got chlamydia. So what's he trying to do? Avoid, like, how do you, like, go about without fucking diming yourself out?
He wants to know how to proceed, yeah.
How to proceed?
I'm not going to say drug her with some antibiotic before symptoms start showing. I'll say maybe you're...
So she has... So she already has chlamydia, correct?
I don't know. It didn't really specify. Let's go with that.
So she already has chlamydia. Okay?
He just said one of them gave it to the other. But he didn't say who gave it to who.
So I'm just going to assume, since he brought it up, he gave her chlamydia.
Right.
Okay. So what I would do is, if I knew I already had it, I would Google... what to slip in her drink to clear out the chlamydia. So then just start giving her drinks.
Here, drink this. Stay hydrated.
Yeah.
Or would you like a beer?
Yeah, fuck yeah. And then slip that into her drink. Technically, you're not roofing her. Technically, you're curing her.
Yeah, against
Don't ask me how I've thought about this, but... You know. I feel like that's a... I don't know. I feel like because...
If she feels
I think that's how chlamydia medicine works. Like, I think, like, some of it is, like, I think there's pill form, and then, like, there's powders. There's a powder that you put, like, in your water, I believe, and then you just start slamming waters, and the pee is supposed to clean out, like, your urethra, if I'm not mistaken.
Interesting.
Yeah.
I'm a bitch. I would fess up.
Would you fess up?
I'd be like, look, I got you sick. I understand if you don't... want to see me anymore.
But this is your fucking your soulmate.
That's what he's saying. Yeah.
Yeah. This is the love of your life. You got one fucking shot.
You could explain that to them. Like, look, I'm really honest. I don't want this. We've only been dating a month.
Picture,
but you're my soulmate.
Picture this was you, and
I don't want to do that.
And you give Jack the chlamydia.
No, yeah, let's not do that. I know that the rules of improv are yes and. No, just, I would have been. I'd be honest then. I like my person. Like,
and then she would leave you, and then that was your shot. You're
Jackie
gonna be,
fucking loves me. She wouldn't leave me.
Even with chlamydia?
Maybe. I don't know. I've never had chlamydia. I'll find out. I'll give you guys an update on this one.
I'll have. I feel like that.
A month in, what if they don't feel the same way as you do?
Yeah, that's deep. Yeah. That sounds like. I don't know. It's tough. Because he did specify they were soulmates.
Here, let's role play.
Okay.
Uriel, we've only been dating a month.
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
But I really feel a connection with you, stronger than I felt with any other person.
Okay.
I think I gave you chlamydia.
What?
Yeah.
You cheated on me?
Well, I just met you. The symptoms just started showing. I was still...
But you were the love of my life. Right. You are my soulmate.
All right, look.
We were supposed to live our lives together.
Okay, this is not.
The I was gonna bury you children.
We could. This can still happen. I'm being honest with you up front. But wait, you know.
How am I supposed to trust you now?
It's not like I was cheating. It's just I was seeing more than one person, and we weren't exclusive yet.
I told you I loved you.
Yeah, I thought you were kidding around because we had only been seeing each other for a week and a half.
I don't take that shit lightly, Michael.
I barely knew you. I knew you for 6 days.
Get out.
I'll gather my things.
No. Leave them. See? There? You had your shit in my apartment, apparently. You are moved in. How are we not exclusive?
Well, I was just, in my mind, it was just like a jacket and maybe like a toothbrush.
You're gathering things. How many things do you have?
Like a jacket and a toothbrush.
See, you had your toothbrush to me, dude. If toothbrushes are staying overnight.
I carry one in my pocket because I'm not gross.
I mean, yeah. But as soon as that fucking toothbrush hits the sink, dude, you're in it.
Oh, wow.
You're in it. I don't know. How you were raised. But how I was raised, dude, if a toothbrush is next to yours, kind of a big deal.
It's kind of a big deal.
Chlamydia? Kind of a big deal. Actually, no, I don't think chlamydia is that big a deal.
I'm glad you didn't handle it violently, though.
I'm not a violent person.
That was really nice. You actually you let me down kind of soft, even though. Yeah. Commanding.
I'm not black.
I got it.
I guess I'm Latino, but. I'm not a violent Latino. Latina chicks, dude? Those bitches are wild, man.
I wish we were together so you could break up with me.
Yeah. I mean, I could still do it.
All right. I wanted to do it again, but not for chlamydia.
Chlamydia is not that big a deal. I don't see what the big taboo is, dude. I've had fucking flus that lasted 3 weeks. I'm pretty sure chlamydia lasts like 5 days. No biggie.
I think you got to get medicine for it to go away. But
yeah. The cold, too.
Well, no, you the cold will go. Your body will fight off the cold. Yeah. It won't fight off chlamydia.
Yeah, but, you know, no big deal.
All right. Well, I want to do another role play where you break up with me, but for a different reason.
What's the reason?
All right. Just get into character real quick and tell me when you're ready.
Scene.
Hey, Yuri. How's it going?
Well, hey, Michael.
You love me, right?
I mean, I suppose.
And you'd do anything for me, right?
Yeah. What's wrong, Michael?
Okay, I fucked up. I was driving drunk, and I hit a kid, and I freaked out, and I put the body's in my car, and I put the car in the garage.
Get in the passenger.
Get in the passenger. Okay.
I know where to go.
All right. Okay, I'm getting in the car. Door sound effect.
So I'm driving. Pull up next to the police station. I call the cops on you. Game over.
Oh,
fuck off.
You bitch! You betrayed me! You made me think you loved me! I'm running!
Eat shit.
I'm running!
You cheated on me, you fucker. You gave me chlamydia.
Great callback.
Rot in jail, you fuck.
I'm never going to forgive you for this, you bitch, as I get tased.
Eat my shit. See? That's what happens,
right,
dude.
That's what happens. Damn it. Okay. God. We got to do more of these role play scenarios.
That's pretty good, right?
That was fun.
Yeah. I'm pretty good. I feel like I should have been an actor of sorts.
I think you still got time, man. You got a good look and everything.
Yeah.
You should have an IMDb page decent, for being in a music video.
Decent dong. Yeah, I am in a music video.
Yeah. Red Hot Chili Peppers.
If you guys want to look up my IMDb, you'll see that I'm in the Red Hot Chili Peppers video of The Adventures of Raindance Maggie. If you stop at a minute and 21 seconds, I will be wearing a blue shirt with a white towel wrapped around my neck.
Oh my god, you've told this story before.
Oh yeah, you know how many times this story has gotten my dick sucked? None. No times. That shit does not work.
Oh great, you're an extra like a bunch of people. I worked on The Amazing Spider-Man 2, bitch.
Did you? Did you blow Tobey Maguire?
No, this is the Andrew Garfield ones.
You blew Andrew Garfield?
No, I didn't even see Andrew Garfield. I drove across town to get a paper signed.
For what?
I don't know.
So he can fucking fly through the city of New York, dude?
It was just like, you gotta get... It wasn't even for a filming permit. It was for something else. It was probably like the W-2 for my boss. I don't know.
Maybe he just didn't want you. He was like, fuck this guy.
No, it was like right in the beginning of my internship. So he's like, look, I got to work on this movie and you got to come with me, but I can't have you fucking ruin this for me. So you're just going to do these. And I was like, sure, man. Yeah, that's fine.
So Bobzilla added something after his, is it appropriate for you to give your mother chocolate covered strawberries?
Okay.
He said, and I quote, and if so, can you bang her and it not be incest?
No, it's still incest. It's still incest.
Yep, still incest. Sorry, Bobby.
Don't bang your mom.
Don't bang your mother. I think I've met her mother. Very nice woman.
Give her some, you can give her some wine. She's a sweet lady. Or you can buy her, like, you don't want to overdo it with flowers. Nothing with romantic overtones. But you can give your mom flowers, like some daisies.
Yeah. Yeah. Daisies are nice. What, does your mom have a favorite flower?
I don't know. I don't know my mom like that. I'm not attracted to her.
Did she never like ever plant like any flowers? Or,
yeah, she
like,
has a bunch in the garden in her front yard. Yeah. But
yeah, what are they?
I have no idea. I'm not a botanist either.
Yeah, me
There's
either.
Purple.
My mom
orange.
Used to, my mom has a, she likes tulips. I remember her planting tulips. Hey.
Your mom's a pervert.
Listen here, you motherfucker. You watch your fucking mouth.
Because tulips look like lady parts.
Do they? I don't know. I've never looked at a fucking tulip like that, you fucking savage.
Dogs gotta eat.
Is that how you learned how to eat pussy? You started
dogs,
licking tulips?
That's how I learned how to have sex with a flower.
You fucked a tulip?
I fucked a tulip.
You
Happy
came inside
Valentine's
it?
Day is what I said.
Oh.
Yeah.
When you blew your luscious load on there, did you fucking, did like more tulips fly out of the ground and shit? Like
a tree sprouted.
A tree sprouted. A redwood sprouted out of the ground in Winnemucca, Nevada.
Yeah, but there was that's what that log is in the by the convention center.
That was your load.
That was my load.
Holy
if
crow!
If you drive down I-80 through Winnemucca, you got to take the exit to go through Winnemucca. You can see that log in front of the convention center. That's my load. More than luscious. That was
gargantuan load.
It's enormous. I didn't mean anything by picking on your mom. I didn't know you were so sensitive.
I'd fucking murder you.
Hey, look.
That's the only time I've ever.
My mom.
It's the only time I've ever actually gotten in a fight with anybody.
Oh, that's really sweet.
Yeah, nobody fucks with my mom.
I would let.
It was actually against my dad. I whooped his fucking ass.
Damn.
No, just kidding. He didn't.
Yeah, your dad sounds like a tough guy.
My dad's a bad motherfucker. He'd probably still whoop my ass. But I'd like to fucking see you try again, old man. I'm not 16 anymore.
It's easy to say that to your dad when he doesn't listen to our show.
No, he does not.
But my dad does.
Does he?
Up yours, dad. I'm coming for you.
Your dad would whoop your fucking ass. He's a big dude.
I will pick my dad up over his my head.
I remember him being a pretty solid dude.
He is, actually. But
yeah.
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 Me probably, and my dad don't beef like that, actually. We would hug it out. We would both start crying. We'd be like, I don't want to fight you. Yeah. Me and my dad are boys.
That's cool.
Yeah.
You look like a pussy. You wouldn't fight him.
I would.
If it came down to
it,
dude.
That's it. I can't have him call me out, and I got to take it out on you, Dad. This doesn't going to harsh our relationship, I hope. But you gotta go.
Sometimes you gotta fight, dude.
Sometimes you gotta fight, and it's gotta be my dad now.
I remember my fucking coming to as a man was, cause he used to fucking, you know, whoop my ass.
Mm-hmm.
One time, dude. I think I stood up to him, dude, and you gotta fight him. Fuck it. That's when he stopped fucking with me. Whoop my ass. It's the last time he fucked with me, though. Yep.
But we always just kind of, you know, our dad was really actually pretty easygoing.
Yeah, like, my dad was a fucker. Like he was a tough fuck.
Our dad really just had to use his dad voice, and we'd be like, "Yes, sir. Sorry."
No, he had the dad voice, but he also had the dad fists.
Damn.
Yeah.
I almost saw my dad beat up a guy at a swimming pool once.
What?
Yeah. And it could, well, because cool. Me and my dad were racing.
Was
in
he
the
touching
pool.
You?
My dad or the guy?
No, the guy.
No, his wife was laying at the very edge of the pool of the deep
end.
Nude? And my dad and I wanted to race, so we went to the edge of the pool, and we both dove in. We splashed the shit out of this. That's what happens when you lay at the deep end of the pool.
Of a public pool, you stupid bitch.
Yeah, you get splashed, and then the guy came up, and he was like, "What are you guys, stupid?" And my dad was like, "Why don't you come in here and say that, you fucking bitch?"
Did he say that?
No, I don't remember what he said, but I remember my dad was just like, "You're not going to do anything."
I'm picturing your dad like Randy from South Park when he's fucking, when they're at the fucking bit that Little League games. Yeah, this is America. What are you going to do?
Yeah, my dad would have beat the shit out of that guy. Yeah. Because that guy backed off pretty quick when my dad turned. He did the open hands like, "I'm right here."
"I'm right here. This is America, last I heard." And then just fucking getting a fist fight.
Yeah, and then that
fight.
Guy was just like, "Don't do it again." Oh, you know who has a great man voice now and a great story for it? It's my brother.
Dave, dude?
Yeah. We were camping. Wiener was there for this.
Okay.
And it was like 7, but the sun was down. We were in the mountains. And yeah. Maybe it was 8. And we were laughing and having a good time by the fire. And some douche was like, it was at a public campground. He's like, "Hey, keep it down over there." And he was kind of harshing our vibe. And in that moment, my brother was like, "I'll hatchet you in the fucking face."
I could totally see him doing that, too.
And then that guy was like, well, because he put all this, like, he got
yeah, yeah, he got deep. I know, he does that. He does that. He gets deep.
And then the guy was like, "Please?"
Did he really say that?
Yeah, and then we all just started laughing and had a great time after that.
And then you guys were like, "Ha, fucking puss."
Yeah, we got louder after that.
Yeah. Just on purpose?
You know, I've never been attracted to my brother until I saw him do that. Then I was like,
that's
damn.
Cool. I was like, man. Like, his fucking... His, like, testosterone level just shot through the roof.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Oh, well, actually, there's one other time where I saw my brother, like, really
his
be a
dick?
Man.
When he...
Yeah, he's got a normal dick.
When he was...
No, we were at a concert last year.
Okay.
And some dude shoved our little sister, and David held him in a choke, a murder choke, with both hands around the neck, and like all
Kristen?
This, yeah, they pushed Kristen, and David was murder choking this guy, and his friends were like trying to break his hold, and they couldn't, and his arms were fully extended out.
Yeah, Dave's got some strength on him, dude.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's pretty, like, you might not fucking think so, but he's
my brother's
strong.
Deceptively strong, yeah. He's beat the shit out of me before.
Yeah, that is, like, I'm not impressed by that, but, you know.
Well, I would... beat his ass now. I'm coming for you now too, David. Now I gotta prove myself. Fuck, I'm fighting my whole family on Valentine's Day.
Happy Valentine's Day, bitches.
Damn. Sorry, guys.
Just kidding. So, should we do news?
News, yeah, let's
news,
do it.
News, news.
should we just keep that instead of putting in the usual dump?
No, because that's stolen. Muse News is from the Silent Jay and Silent Bob podcast.
Oh, yeah, I don't want to do that. Okay, no. We're putting in our musical cue then.
So, all these are based out of Florida, okay?
Nothing new?
Nothing new. So, man in Florida beats his old lady with a burrito. Happened twice in just as many weeks. So that means this dude got arrested twice in 2 weeks for beating his old lady with a burrito.
That second time he did it on purpose. Like, he's like, the first one was more of a crime of passion, and then the second one was.
What
like,
was? What do you think? What do you think they were arguing about?
Probably his diet. If I like, he's like, "You need to eat some vegetables." And he's like, "Bitch,
Like, bitch, and just fucking throw this, like, fucking grilled stuffed burrito from Taco Bell square in that bitch's face. It's
like one
of those
microwave, like, gas station ones that's frozen.
Those da bombs, dude?
Yeah, and it just, it's like a brick of ice that he just throws it and just knocks it.
No, well, the article said that...
it was a hot burrito?
It was a hot burrito, dude.
Oh, then he presses it on her face all like...
Yeah, and then she gets that, then he gets that fucking mild sauce, just squirts it on, and then he just starts eating it off her face. Like, this is so delicious.
Well, how dare you?
Yeah.
I want to have Taco Bell tonight, I think.
Oh, that's so bad for you. I used to work there. I used to work at a Taco Bell in high school.
Yeah, but
I used to bang chicks in the freezer.
I doubt it.
No, that's real.
Maybe one.
I wasn't the only
one
either.
I'm going to say maybe one.
Nah, plenty. Mm-hmm. Do you remember?
I remember you in high school, so yeah, I'm going to say maybe one.
Whoa, bro. I was banging chicks in high school left and right. That's a lie. That's a lie. I only banged like 3 chicks in high school.
Yeah.
But, then, like, we used to get the chicks, dude, that we used to work there. Like, they'd always want to leave early. And me and my buddy Dave, dude, we'd be, like, we were seniors there. Like, we were, like,
Like, managerial?
Yeah. He was.
Mm.
But, so then, like, they would be like, can we leave early? And we're like, no, you can't fucking leave early. And then they'd be like, what if we show you our tits?
Mm.
I'm like, all right.
I don't like that.
I didn't ask them to.
Yeah.
I don't want to get hashtag me too. I'm just trying to say what happened here. They were like, yeah, what the fuck she say? She was like, yeah, what if we show you your tits? Can we leave early? Like, yeah, fuck yeah.
Mm.
So then they show us their tits. That was pretty cool.
I would have said no.
Yeah, it's because you're a bitch.
Maybe.
I mean, you're over here getting your ass whipped by your dad.
That's it, dad. You're fucked.
You're over here buying your mother chocolate covered strawberries. So that's not surprising, dude.
Shit. Okay, next article.
One. Yeah. Next one. Florida man dresses up as a Siberian husky and films himself raping his Siberian husky.
That's okay. Remember when we watched the Vice thing about the donkeys?
Yeah.
What was the bitch's thing about, like, a zoophile versus bestiality? That guy might have just actually been attracted to dog, wanted to be a dog. Like, yeah. It's not as a masturbatory aid.
Yeah.
Also, an animal is a masturbatory aid. That sounds... You're just fucked up. Like, that's a living thing.
I don't know. I honestly, like, can't imagine what... Like, to what point are you driven to start fucking dogs?
The only animal I mean, obviously, I'd have sex with multiple fish, but... A dog? No. That's man's best friend.
You're fucking fish?
The man's...
Hold on.
Man's
rewind.
Best friend is in the man's
rewind.
Best friend zone, is all I'm saying.
Who's... What... You're fucking fish? What are you, Aquaman?
Look.
What are you, Poseidon, dude? No.
Look, I'm not on
trial. Is this how your obsession with fucking... with swimmers goes? All right, hold on, real quick. What fish are you fucking, if you had to choose one fish?
Look, obviously a puffer fish in the mouth.
That makes sense.
Yeah,
I can see that.
Yeah. Or an octopus.
Why the octopus?
I like suction cups.
Hmm. Okay.
Yeah.
Then I guess if I had to fucking...
If you had to have sex with a fish, you'd put a seahorse in your ass.
No. I wouldn't fuck a fish.
A starfish.
You know why? Because water is a horrible lubricant.
That's true.
You ever fucked in a hot tub? It's not even cool.
I worked at a pool for years. I tried it. Like, yeah, it was disgusting.
Then you got to float in your own fucking jizz, dude.
Oh, I left you're disgusting. I left a pearl floating on top so somebody else would have to come and skim it out.
Slurp it up like an oyster?
No. I like the idea of somebody taking the skimmer along
you're
before and then getting
gross,
a water.
Dude. You're fucking foul. I don't know, I guess
you had sex in a Taco Bell freezer. You know, one is significantly better.
I fucked this girl on the top of like a box of frozen ground beef once, and then I served it to you.
I thought it tasted familiar.
I don't know. I see, fucking Florida, dude. I don't know what the fuck they're eating down there. Or, like, the water they drink.
The meth they smoke.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't think at any point in time I could ever picture myself fucking an animal. I got one more.
Yeah, one more. Let's have it.
Four Florida firefighters.
No.
Went on a call.
No.
To this house, and they drew dicks on this family's pictures. And they got charged for vandalism, I think, is what it was.
Okay, was the house on fire?
I don't know. They went to answer a call or some shit. I'm sure there was a fire there. And they were like, cool, now that we shut this fucking fire off, let's draw some dicks
here's the thing about that. What is the first thing that people go for after their house burns down? What's the first thing they try to salvage?
Sentimental value stuff.
Yeah, family photos and stuff. Yeah, those were sociopathic firemen.
Yeah.
Assholes.
It's hilarious.
It is pretty funny. Yeah,
I'd do it too. Yeah. I'd do something stupid like that.
I would have drew dicks on all the kids' faces. And yeah, all the grandma.
I wouldn't even flinched.
Yeah. I even thought about it.
Nope. I feel like that's what I do that now. You know?
It's easy to take the high road from them, but yeah, like,
fuck that. I'm drawing dicks on these people.
I'm with you. Yeah, let's go walk through the mud together.
Well, fuck, that's all I got.
Well, good, because it's time to wrap up our Valentine's Day special. Yeah.
And remember, you guys, to wrap it up. You guys don't want chlamydia.
You don't want a VD.
I mean, it's not that bad. I think it's like, they said it was like, last like 5 days.
Okay, that's not, we'll talk about this later.
That's but what they say
follow us,
yeah,
on Instagram. Let's Get Dangerous Pod. Why don't you send us an email of your titties at letsgetdangerous@pod@gmail.com and follow us on Twitter at @dangerouslets.
Yep, and this is the Let's Get Dangerous podcast. You beautiful savages, and we're out.
Stay sweet. Mwah.